Rach, have you heard of this computer game called Fortnite?
No, not really. Until this morning, you've been telling me briefly about it. But apart from that, I haven't really heard about it.
Here's the thing. I've been hearing so much about it, but I know so little about it.
Right, okay.
I've seen people on Facebook share videos of them playing it. Apparently, this is just, I mean, far and away the biggest game in the world right now.
Wow.
Kids are just going crazy for it. But not only that, I've been hearing that a lot of parents, as a result of watching their kids play it, have been getting into it too.
Right, a bit of an addiction, a bit of a gaming addiction.
I'm hoping anyone that plays Fortnite or has played Fortnite can help us out right now on 13, 12, 16 and tell us a little bit more about it. Like, what's the game all about? I see characters running through fields with an axe. Like, what? But then that seems like half the games out there.
An Xbox game, computer game?
I think it's on the PlayStation.
Okay.
But I really don't know too much about it.
Yeah.
So gamers, or even just part-time gamers, if you've played Fortnite, could you explain it a little bit to us? I know that there's like a Fortnite dance.
Is there?
Yeah, I've seen soccer players do it on the field after scoring a goal.
No, never even heard
anyway,
of it.
If you've played Fortnite, could you help us out? Hit FM.
On Hit.
20 to 7 on Hit. Morning, everyone. It's Jono and Rach with a sunny day ahead today. Please take it easy on the roads because it's very foggy this morning. You can barely see a metre in front of you out there. We're talking about this game, Fortnite. Now, this is a sensation at the moment. It's just taken over. Really popular with kids, but apparently it's really popular with parents too. I don't know too much about it.
No, neither. I don't have any gaming friends. So, yeah, I haven't even really heard of it until this morning.
Right. Okay, so you're even more in the dark than
yeah.
I am. Tamika's on 13, 12, 16. Do you know much about this game?
It's a Xbox, PlayStation and computer game.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a remake of CODs.
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's more graphic. So it's a survival game. So you can play solo, squad, duo.
Are you addicted to it, Tamika?
I was. So my partner started playing, and then I played a game, and then I got really good at it, and then I continued playing it. So I kind of got addicted for a bit.
And it's obviously a good game if you're addicted to it. You quite like it.
Yeah, hell yeah. I love the dance moves.
Oh,
really?
I need to see this.
I do like the dance moves. I've seen that. I've seen soccer players do them to celebrate scoring goals and stuff.
All right.
They're kind of good.
There's like, where's your mate? And like all these other dances.
Before playing the game, I'm going to learn the dance moves. That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
that's what I'm into.
Like, repeated in real life.
Thanks, Tamika.
No worries. Bye.
Dan, on 13, 12, 16, are you really into Fortnite?
Nah, mate, I hate the game.
Oh, right.
Why?
I play a bit of Call of Duty online. It's my favourite game.
Yep.
But all my other mates that I used to play with now play this Fortnite, no one online anymore.
Oh,
no. We've got no more friends to play with.
They've all moved over.
And I tried to give it a go, but it's just too unrealistic.
Oh, okay.
So is it a killing game? Like, do you kill things?
Probably
kill people?
Part of it.
So you get dropped in a map and, you're going to be a last man standing.
Right, okay.
All right. Not a fan of it then,
not
Dan.
Not a fan.
Nah, not at all.
It'll die off eventually, mate. They might come back to Call of Duty.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fingers crossed for you. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
See ya.
And Guy, on 13, 12, 16, are you into Fortnite?
Yes, mate. Addicted.
Addicted.
How many hours a day would you play?
Oh, mate, I work away. I brought my son an Xbox for Christmas, and he started playing it, and then I was sick of lining up waiting to have a go after he finished. So I went and brought myself an Xbox. So he gets in the front room, I get in the back room, and we talk on the headsets and that. And I even take it out of work sometimes.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. Yeah,
we can talk and play. Yeah.
How old is your son?
He's 11.
He's 11. And so do you play against each other? Are you like side by side when you're playing in the game?
Yeah, you can team up. You can either play on your own or duos or squads with four people. So you invite all your mates. You can get four mates from around the country and all play the game together. So you're all talking to each other and running around shooting people.
Father-son bonding.
Yes, mate, yeah.
Shooting people together.
That's brilliant. Hundred of you drop out of a bus, and it's all cartoon characters, so it's not like...
Right.
It's not too violent, then.
Wow.
No.
Well, it's not believable. Yeah.
you see numbers come out of them, and that's their health leaving.
Yeah, right.
You know, whether it's their shield or their health, and you can pick up different weapons. And when you kill people, they drop all their weapons on the ground.
What are you killing people with? Is it a gun kind of one, or...?
Well, at the start, you've only got that pickaxe, so you know, you're only getting 10 health off them, and then if you're trying to hit someone with a pickaxe and they've got a gun, you don't really win.
Thanks for your call, Guy.
No worries.
See ya.
Do yourself a favour and have a game.
Will do.
I'll have to.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Rightio. See ya.
Crystal's on 13, 12, 16. Are you addicted to Fortnite?
No, but my kids are.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's so bad. I don't even, see the hype up in it, but my kids, and all different ages, they are all obsessed with it. It's so bad.
How many hours a day are they playing, roughly?
If I was to not put a stop to it, they would literally walk in the door after school and play it till they went to bed.
Are they playing?
They just won't get off.
Are they playing together, or are they playing as just individuals?
Individuals.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, they've all, there's seven kids, but out of the seven, five of them will play it.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's on individual devices, and it's just really, really frustrating. And you worry too because of all the, the things that you hear about it and the chats and the private messages. So, I'm constantly having to check up on it. My kids are pretty good though. They don't, I've never caught them out doing anything they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about that. But I just don't see the hype in it either. Yeah. And I keep getting told about noob skins. Don't even ask me what that is.
Not heard of that.
I've got no idea. Yeah. Not usually.
It's the outfits that they wear. I think if it's the stock outfit that you start off with, you've got a noob skin.
Oh, okay.
So my kids are like, can we have Fortnite money? It's called something else. I don't even know. When they start talking about Fortnite, I switch off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And also money in the same sentence. Like, I'm not paying you for things.
Spend money. Yeah.
Crystal,
exactly.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
No worries. See Bye, guys.
Peyton, how mad into Fortnite are you?
I love Fortnite a lot.
Do you? Where do you play it on your phone or on the computer?
I play it on my Xbox One.
Right.
Yeah, and how many hours a day are you playing?
Probably four.
Four a day. That's a lot, isn't it? So you just get home, what, after school, and you just straight into it?
I do my homework and then I play Fortnite.
Okay. That's a lot of Fortnite. Peyton, thanks for your call, mate.
You're welcome.
And we've got Shelby on the line. Are you right into Fortnite?
Yeah.
How many hours a day are you playing?
Three.
Three?
Yeah, right. And are you playing on your phone or Xbox?
Xbox.
And can you do the dances? That's one thing I've noticed, sports stars celebrate scoring goals and stuff by doing the Fortnite dances. That actually, I really like that. The dances are really good. Can you do any of them?
Yeah, I can do a lot of them.
Yeah, good. Yeah, see, that's.
I need to learn these dances. I want to see them.
I think Rach, you and I need to learn some Fortnite dances.
Yeah.
Shelby, thanks for your call, mate.
That's okay.
Rach, have you looked in the work fridge this morning by any chance? Have you peeked in?
No. I mean, I just got my milk out.
You didn't notice anything in there that stood out?
No.
I did.
What?
There's Krispy Kreme donuts in there.
Oh, they were in there yesterday as well.
Oh, you knew about this.
I did see them in there, yeah.
Here's the thing. You can't just expect to leave Krispy Kreme donuts lying around in a fridge and expect that no one's going to want to just, take a few.
I know.
So what I've done.
I haven't been in so long.
So what I've done, because they're not mine.
Sure.
We've got a lot of people who work in the office here.
Yeah.
I did an Instagram poll on the @HitMackay Instagram asking whether our followers thought it would be okay if I have one.
Right. What's the verdict?
So far, the yes, it's okay
is winning. I thought
leading.
That might be the case.
It's at about 70%.
Okay.
It was at one stage 90, but it's dropped back. People who were saying, no, you shouldn't, I'm guessing have quite clearly had an issue in the past where someone's stolen their food from the fridge.
Yeah, probably.
They're jilted. They've probably had their donuts stolen.
Well, there's the container in there. There's only two in there.
Well, there's a box as well. So there's a few.
Oh, good. I want one.
I haven't
even
looked
in the box. Does this apply for me? Does this poll apply for me? I want a Krispy Kreme.
No, you might need to do your own poll.
What, on here as well? The same thing.
But if someone was to get upset about it once they take a donut, they're like, well, I did an Instagram poll and they said I had to take a donut. I don't know what you want me to do. I'm sorry. Got a call here from Kaya on 13, 12, 16. Do you think those donuts are fair game, Kaya?
Well, funny you should say that. We've had the exact same dilemma happen at work yesterday.
Oh, really?
God. Yeah, a girl had a couple of days off and came back and went to retrieve her crispy donuts, and there were about four short. So she's posted a photo on our Facebook, on our private message page. Thanks to the person who ate my Krispy Kreme.
Kaya, was it you? Will you admit to this?
No, I bought a dozen and I shelled out. I handed out about six and then went home and my kids ate them all. So I handed some of mine out. It's, you know, one and all in.
Yeah.
They really are like gold in Mackay, aren't they? Because
yeah,
we don't have
it. Okay, I've sourced another source. I've got another fundraising group that I've found. So.
But these are the lengths you need to go to get Krispy Kremes. It's not
just,
you can't just go around the corner to get them. You've got to get in a plane.
I know. Do what you got to do.
Then
you share them. Nobody needs to eat 12 to themselves.
No, honestly.
Yeah, but they're so easy to eat, though.
I reckon two is a great amount because after one, you're kind of full anyway, and then you have another one, and it's like, right, yep, done.
Yep. Just a quick heads up, though. Take them out of the fridge for about 5 minutes before you eat them, and then they're perfect.
Yeah, you can't eat them cold.
By the way, there's no way I'm not having one now after all this talk of Krispy Kreme.
Maybe take them out of the fridge now and just leave them out so people know you're about to eat one.
Right.
Yeah, all right, put a bit of a warning out. These are going to be eaten.
Yeah, if these are your donuts... Speak now or forever hold
your peace. Otherwise, they're going to be eaten. We'll quickly do this before the rest of the office gets in as well, though. We warned you.
Yeah, good call. Thank you, Kaya.
Thanks, Kaya.
No worries. See ya.
Rach, tell me this. Have you ever been on a date and you've wished you could get out of it? You've wished you could bail on the date?
No.
Well, I guess you've always been in relationships.
I have. I've been in a relationship for a long time.
And no dates that you ever wanted to get out of, evidently.
Not really, no.
My roommate, I'm not going to say his name. However, I only have one left at the moment because the other one's moved to Canada.
So take a stab in the dark.
He's given me permission to share this story. This is going to blow your mind a little bit.
Oh, God.
This is what he did to get out of a date. He had a girl around at our house,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted her to leave. So this is what he did. When I was leaving for work yesterday morning, I was literally pulling away from the house. So quite early, I see a light come on just as I'm leaving, and I see my roommate pop his head out the door, and he's wearing all high vis.
Okay.
And I think to myself, oh. Because he's between jobs at the moment. So I thought, oh, he's got a shift for something. He's got to get up early and go to work.
Right.
Good, cool. Anyway, just went to work, didn't think about it. Got back later, found out why he had got into all that high-vis gear. He told, because I had woken him up when I'd got up. Apparently I was coughing or something. That woke him up. So he thought, right, I'm going to get rid of this Tinder date.
Oh, so she was there.
She'd stayed the night.
Oh, right.
Again, he's given me permission to share this story. But he thought, okay, I'm going to pretend to go to work so that she has to leave.
Oh.
So he dressed up in his full high vis.
You're joking.
No.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of effort.
That's a lot of effort.
He faked a job.
Got her to call a taxi.
Oh, he didn't even drop her off.
And then as the taxi arrived, he got into his car to make this all look legit and drove up the road.
Oh, my God.
And then once the taxi had taken her, he turned around and came back and went home and got back into bed.
No.
He just wanted her to go.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
That's so bad. That's a lot of effort.
She asked for a lift, but he said he had to work in the other direction.
I feel so bad for her now. Oh, no. That's just, so he faked a job. Not only did he fake a job, but couldn't even take her home. So he's faked having to work in the opposite direction.
And then
shocking.
And then this next part of the story, he says, oh, you don't know why he even bothered doing this, but they were chatting on the phone. Clearly he's got no intention of seeing her again.
Right.
Otherwise he wouldn't have allowed me to tell this story.
Yeah.
But he said that he was at home, and then to make it look more legit, he took a photo of himself, put the high-vis top back on, and took a photo of himself by a wall so it looked like he was on a break at work.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah.
That's just straight up lying.
It's real lengths, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, dedication to the cause.
Very much so.
You know, the thing about that is, though, telling that story, there's going to be so many people reflecting on every time they've ever been told by a guy or girl, you've got to go because I've got to go to work. There's going to be a seed of doubt there now forever every time they hear that. Are they really working?
Yeah, how can you ever trust that someone's actually going to work?
He even got in the car and drove down the road.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Can I just go on record as saying that I would never do that? I would never. Because you know why? Because I don't even have any high-vis. How could I?